This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
In a new poll that was recently conducted, 14% of people say that they have successfully crashed a party or an event without the host's permission.
Okay.
Another 4% tried to, but got caught. So this leads us to our simple question. And that simple question is this. Have you ever crashed a party, or would you be okay with someone crashing your party? 206-803-ROCK. Ray on I-5. Are you a party crasher?
No, I never have.
And how would you feel if someone crashed your party?
Well, it depends. I mean, if it was like, you know, Dennis Quaid or you guys, it'd be okay.
Let's go.
In.
Let us know about your next party. We'll crash it.
All right.
Rock on, Ray. Dawson from Everett, same simple question to you.
I do like that we're on the same level of Dennis Quaid right now.
Right?
I'll take that.
Have you ever crashed a party, or would you be okay with someone crashing your party?
I've never crashed a party. As I said, I'm a man of class and will only show up with an invite.
Right.
I have definitely had a party crash, and it's never turned out well. Holes in drywall, etc.
No.
Really? So it's led to a fight?
Yeah, most of the time, right? And then... You know, our buddy on I-5 has got a good point. If it was you folks crashing the party, then I think it wouldn't be a party until you showed up.
Well, and minus Sarah, none of us are going to try and start a fight with anybody, so you don't have to worry about us. We're pretty lame.
Have you ever crashed a party?
No. I would be too nervous. It would be in my head, because anytime I've done something along those lines, like I kind of like, it's not a party, but I remember one time I went to a Vancouver Canucks game and I was in the media. I was in the media so I could get to go to for free and sat in the media section. And then they parade you all, if you want, into the locker room. And so the guy I was with, who was working with, he's like, let's do it. I walked in there. And I never felt more out of place, even though nobody knew that we weren't supposed to be there. It's not like we looked any different than any of the other reporters. No one's in, like, suits wearing, like, a press hat. But after about 30 seconds, I saw, like, Roberto Luongo at the time and made eye contact with him. Like, I got to go. I just don't feel right. Now, I know people have crashed your party.
Oh, yeah.
Do you kick them out or do you just let them stay?
Well, Sierra, where there was a random person that showed up because they heard about my party while having beverages at the Eagles Club in Stanwood.
That is
so
strange.
And then just showed up. I must have just followed the music. I don't know. But that was a little odd. But we let them stay. We didn't bounce them out.
Now, I don't have enough parties to have that situation happen. But I've been at parties where somebody was uninvited that was there. And then like the host mentioned it. I'm like, do you need someone to kick them out? Like, I don't want to do it. I'm like, I'll go. And I remember I've had to go up to someone and be like, hey, look, you're not – supposed to be here. And it's never gone poorly. It's awkward.
Yeah.
But it's never gone like that caller said where like holes are being punched in the wall or any like fights or anything along those lines. Been very lucky the couple times I've had to say, hey,
you gotta go.
This is not just an open party for anybody. It's awkward, but like also I would never think to do something like that. Some people crashed the party. They destroyed and ripped the railing off of her deck, destroyed the inside. It was so bad that she left the school, and I'm pretty sure her family moved out of town.
Whoa, that's brutal.
Yeah.
Yikes. Don't do that.
Especially not at Tyrant's house.
Yeah, don't do that at my house.
I still am blown away that somebody heard about your party at an Eagles Lodge and then figured out how to get to your house and then just showed up.
Yeah.
Never bothered to say hi and say, hey.
I mean, eventually said hi, but I was like, who is this person? It was one of those confusing things, like, do I actually know this person and I don't remember them? No, I definitely didn't know that
person. Did they time it so they said hi to you finally, like, later in the evening, figuring, okay, she's drunk and she's not going to care?
This was, like, in the middle of the afternoon. It was early.
The Daily Mix Show.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I finally did something that every single one of you on the show has given me a hard time about. Listeners have given me a hard time about this as well. And this is what happened.
To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
McDonald's Big Mac. The big sandwich with the great big taste that everybody's talking about.
You did it.
I lost my Big Mac virginity yesterday.
It's so funny because every text that we've gotten said, did Taryn finally dig into the scrumptious Big Mac? LOL. Another person, OMG, did Taryn have a Big Mac? Because, man, they don't slap as hard as the regular cheeseburger. That's way better.
Ooh.
Another person says, you went and got yourself a Big Mac, didn't you?
I finally seized the opportunity. We promised our kid a McFlurry yesterday.
Okay.
And so while we were in the drive-thru,
which
I thought...
Which McFlurry did he get?
The M&M.
The M&M's,
favorite.
That's right, yeah.
I thought, today's the day. I'm going to do it. I'm going to have the Big Mac. And here's how it went.
So here's the deal. I am 40 years old, and I have never had a Big Mac until today. So we stopped by McDonald's. We picked up a Big Mac, and I'm about to try it.
I like that at 40, you're now trying new things.
Yeah. Right? It's about time.
A lot of people say that. Once you hit 40, you start trying to experiment and experience new life stuff, like Big Macs. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. I'm nervous.
What are you nervous about?
Are you afraid this thing's
going to kill you?
Well, it's a lot of meat.
Okay.
There's the extra bun in there. It was all very overwhelming when I was actually staring it in the face.
It's a little overwhelming.
There was a lot happening. I was nervous.
Too much meat for your mouth?
Yes.
Okay.
I've just always been a chicken nugget person, so this has never really been on my radar.
Did it bother you a little bit that you weren't able to get the chicken nuggets?
It was kind of, I was like, if I hate this, I'm going to be really upset that I didn't have any nuggets.
So you could have had the Steve in his 20s diet, which was a Big Mac. A 10-piece order of chicken nuggets, of course, supersized.
Yeah.
And then a sundae.
Yum.
Yeah. And then I wondered why I almost hit 300 pounds by the end of my 20s.
Okay, here we go. Oh, God. That's pretty good. I'm not usually like a two-patty person in this like weird middle bun thing.
It is kind of strange that they just throw a random piece of bread in the middle of it all.
And I've been told by some people, just take the middle piece out. But I didn't want to do that. I wanted to give it the respect it deserved.
Honestly, it doesn't taste the same. I don't know if it's a psychological thing, but you remove that extra piece of bread, I'm like, this isn't a Big Mac anymore.
It's not the right combo.
It's a little foreign to me, but this is actually quite delicious. I will now sing the gospel of the Big Mac. I like the tanginess of the pickle.
Okay.
I love lettuce. I think lettuce is like an essential part of a burger for me.
Okay.
I love lettuce. I do.
Yeah. But of all the things that you're talking about, you went pickle.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the meat, the bread. That's understandable. Then you went to the pickle.
Yeah.
And then you went to the lettuce?
Yeah, it was like the perfect amount of lettuce. I really do feel like...
What about the Big Mac sauce?
The Big Mac sauce was also really good.
Then why didn't you bring it up?
Now I get the lettuce thing.
Yeah.
You're a lettuce guy?
Well, I mean, it's something about the Big Mac lettuce, and it's also try it on the hot and spicy McDonald's. It's, I don't know, it's crunchy, it's delicious. I don't know, there's something about it.
It's like the little shredded lettuce.
Yeah.
Yeah, I open up my burger usually when I get that, and I just swipe that all off
okay.
of it. Have a couple little pieces on there for the crunch. I get that.
I love the crunch.
Says the vegan, guys.
Just because I'm a plant-based weirdo doesn't mean I want a bunch of lettuce on my burger.
It's got a great amount of lettuce in there. Team Big Mac. I understand the hype.
Yeah.
I might be a Big Mac person now instead of a Nugget girl.
Really?
This might be a new chapter in my life, Steve.
You liked it that much?
I really did.
That's
I was
awesome.
Shocked. Honestly, the sauce really did bring it all together.
The sauce is so great. And it's just like Thousand Island. I mean, I think they have a little bit of something else in there, but it's freaking awesome.
It was magical.
Yeah. So next up will have to be the Whopper.
That is next.
Right.
I'm excited. Ooh. 40 years old, new me.
Look at you.
So what about you,
queen.
Rockaholics? What is something that you finally tried or experienced that everyone else had already done? 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
What's something that you finally tried or experienced for the first time that everybody else had already done? 206-803-ROCK. And we bring this up because I finally
yes.
had a Big Mac yesterday.
And the text lines are just going crazy about the fact that it took you this long until you finally had one. Although I do like one text that did say that they're like doing a different version of the Big Mac where they then ask for quarter pounder burgers to put on it because they said they're a big person. They want the big size meat.
I didn't even realize you could customize it like that. This is a wild world I'm just stepping into, you guys.
So he says, I'm finally trying to organize my life and stuff. I've been on ADHD meds for over 13 years, and I just started them again. And man, it's been nice to have some kind of a system and not just a random squirrel brain trying to remember where I put my nuts.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, get after it.
One person, this is the one that I was thinking. I was trying to think of, like, what's something I've done for, like, that took me forever to try, and it was caviar. Someone said caviar, .. nasty.
Ooh.
And I 1,000% agree. You're a caviar person?
Heck yeah, I'm a caviar person.
Of course, I've always said that he's so bougie over
here.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Foo.
Call him Fancy Dan.
Yeah.
I love caviar.
How?
I don't know. It tastes delicious.
Do you just eat it by itself?
Exactly. How do you eat them? That's my, yeah.
Oh, on a cracker. I don't know.
Like you put like a cream cheese on it or something?
No,
like what do
just
you do?
Caviar and like a little piece of bread. Delicious.
Yeah, see, I had it happen when I was getting married, and we were where we were. Like it was a nice, the food that was catered for us was very nice. And my buddy ended up being, he was like one of the guys that worked for the catering company. He was just like, oh, dude, he's like, I've got some caviar that we're going to have to get rid of at some point soon because, you know, it's got a shelf life. He's like, do you want to try it before you get married? Like, you know, I'm like, hell yeah, bring it in. You know, I'm thinking, this is awesome now. Look at all of us. We're hanging out in like this little room, a bunch of groomsmen. We're going to have some caviar. He brings it in and put it on the cracker. I took a bite. I'm like, can I have another cracker? He's like, with more caviar? I'm like, no, I just need a cracker to get rid of that taste that was of the caviar.
Cleanse your palate.
I wasn't a fan.
No. Well, I'm excited because this opens the door to now get to try the Whopper, which I still have not done. So then I'll have to do like a side-by-side comparison.
I'm curious which one you're going to like more.
And you were a Whopper guy.
But I like both, but yeah. I lean more towards the Whopper.
Okay, tell me about the Whopper then. Tell me what's on the Whopper.
It's plain broiled.
Look how excited she is. Wait, I just want to point out her face. She's so excited to learn about the Whopper, Steve.
You know, there's nothing like I can say that's going to like get you fired up about it. It's just a really good burger. It's the mayo.
Oh, is it just mayo? It's not like a special sauce like the Big Mac?
That's a ketchup mayo.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I know. It's like it's not very sexy when I try to describe it. I mean, I can lower my voice.
Wait, do you do yours with cheese, though, Steve?
No.
Oh, yeah, me either.
Wait, does it come with cheese?
No.
You can, but they'll offer the cheese.
Yeah, you don't need the cheese.
The cheese is unnecessary.
Really? It's that good?
And I'm a cheese guy.
That's wild.
And honestly, I always say no onions. No onions, no cheese.
Okay, I can't with you.
Okay, so then should I just get it the way that it comes? I'm not going to modify it. I'll just get it the way
just
that it comes.
Just get it how they give it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, take it how they want to give it to you. Yeah.
All
someone
right.
said, I didn't eat sour cream until I was 45. I'm 58 now. It's delicious.
I love it.
It took me a while until I tried sour cream. No, not cottage cheese. That's the one.
Oh, do you like cottage cheese?
Love it.
Do they have vegan cottage cheese?
I'm sure they do. I haven't even dared try. There's certain things where I'm like, I don't know if I need a plant-based version of this.
No.
I think I'm good with just not having it.
The Daily Migs Show.